it's frightening, the figures, as you mentioned there, that's coming out. Driver behaviour, drinking and driving with, say, driving under the influence of drugs, mobile phone users, it's all contributing to it. But we have to concentrate on our own area in Sligo and look at it and see where we're at. And definitely we do know. And to be fair, the roads are in good condition. We know within 17, a lot more needs to be done with it. But I've been calling a long time junctions all along the N17, and I've been told, don't be saying anything or they might close 5 junctions along it and just let you come out one. But I think there is a safety net ways we can do it, practical ways of looking at it. If you look at any junctions, we'll say coming onto the N17, they're coming onto a main N17 road off a rural road, we'll say, out of a village, and the traffic and the numbers of traffic that's on it is getting larger and larger every year on it. For the road safety, we'll say, improvement schemes to identify that junction as being a high collision, that works would be done on it. Then they've said that road safety inspections have to be done and completed on behalf of the TII by road safety experts. Now, I'm saying you don't need to be an expert to know that a junction has had 10 accidents on it and nothing has been done. And the same below on the ways out to Balnacaro at Clark's Bridge. We know that that junction, it's not fit for purpose when you're turning left coming from Sligo to Ballymote. It needs to be done, and the quick fix for it, and it will tie in with N17 development works and design, is put a roundabout on it. It's a quick fix, and it's going to save lives in the long term.
It's a pity that it seems the authorities are very much waiting until there are a number of collisions on a particular road before they take action. It seems very much a matter of being reactive rather than proactive.
And to be fair, and I will say, look at, and I do be at the road section and design section in Sligo County Council and ringing them about different things, and I understand the TII have the overall say on this, and there's no point someone being above in an office in Dublin saying, well, we need 5 more accidents to happen there. Is it going to be a fatality that is going to make the difference for them to say, right, we can do that works now? There's no way I'd be a local representative letting that go ahead. And I've been calling since day one, since I've gone in as a local councillor, for all areas in Sligo. We need more improvement. Our deputy Scanlon is working on it. We've our 2 ministers now in Sligo as well. And more pressure has to go on, more funding coming to the northwest for the roads. And it's critical to the northwest and Sligo to be done.